From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In the Gaza Strip today, a suicide bomber struck near a Jewish settlement, wounding six Israelis and one Palestinian. The attack came as Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas arrived in Gaza to meet with militant factions to try to halt such attacks.
The Israeli town of Sderot is on the border with Gaza and on the front line of the region's conflict. It is often the target of Palestinian rocket attacks. Today, people there marched to the edge of the Gaza Strip to protest, and NPR's Julie McCarthy was there.
Residents of this town of 23,000 say they feel every bit on the firing line, and they are. While crude Palestinian rockets fired from Gaza a few miles away typically land in empty fields, others have had devastating effects in Sderot. Four residents, three of them small children, have been killed in rocket attacks since June. A teenage girl, who was hit with shrapnel from a rocket Saturday, was declared brain dead today. 33-year-old Shifra Peretz is a mother of three young boys who joined today's march. She says for the past 6 months, the family's bomb shelter has been their home. We're there out of fear. We sleep in the bomb shelter, she says. We live in the shelter because we don't know when we're going to hear the Shahar Adom, or Red Dawn, the alert, she says, that signals a rocket is falling. In recent days, there has been an upsurge in violence between the Israeli military in Gaza and rocket-firing Palestinian militants who target Jewish settlements and communities like Sderot on the Israeli side of the border. Shifra Peretz says the fighting has produced only a vicious cycle.
I think they're attacking us because we're attacking them and vice versa. And I think that we shouldn't be attacking them.
Many of the Israelis who marched from Sderot to the Gaza border today sought not a military solution to ending the rocket attacks, but rather negotiations. They sang peace songs and criticized Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's suspension of all contact with the Palestinians. His decision last week followed a militant attack at a Gaza border crossing that left six Israelis dead. Peace songs competed with those of other marchers who said that the time for talk was over. A group of young men, many from the Rabbinical Academy in Sderot, sang Jewish blood should not be sacrificed. They carried Mach Qassam rockets and placards telling Sharon to wake up. 30-year-old Moshe Shahor said the only solution was for Israel to seize full control of all of Gaza.
The solution is to conquer and rule. We have all of the moral justification for it. We are a people who has come back to our lands of our fathers after thousands of years of not being here, and we have the right to settle and live anywhere, even in this spot.
Prime Minister Sharon said this weekend that he had given the army free rein to halt militant attacks. He met with the military brass of the Gaza division today and urged what he termed strong special care to prevent firings at Israeli communities. But there is no sign of a major offensive yet. Sderot residents worry that attacks could worsen once Sharon carries out his plan to evacuate all settlers and soldiers from the Gaza Strip. Marchers protested what they called the government's incapacity to stop the Palestinian attacks. Former Labour Party leader Amram Mitzna was on hand as demonstrators stopped at a rise overlooking Gaza. Mitzna acknowledged there was no easy solution.
But I think that the leadership in Israel is not brave enough to tell them the truth, that there is no immediate and directly military solution to the problem.
Mitzna urged patience, something that is in increasingly short supply here. Julie McCarthy, NPR News.